Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I've always been in awe of people that can get up really, really early.
Who choose to. Not for work.
Yeah.
But just like for life.
And they're like a different breed of people.
Yeah.
I'm convinced. It's not just drive. It's not just dedication. It's got to be, like, in your DNA.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Genetics.
Oh, yeah.
It's Team PXY on 98 PXY. Shockingly, not in my DNA, not in my genetics. If I don't have this show, I'll be getting up at 10.
Yeah. Maybe later.
I'm going to be completely honest.
Did
nights for a long time. Get to sleep until 11:30 and still be a productive member of society.
Wow.
As much as I can be anyways.
Yeah.
But we got onto this because of Mark Wahlberg, and we were kind of in awe of his schedule. Dude,
yeah.
What is it? 2:15?
2:30 in the morning. He posted his daily routine, daily schedule on his Instagram for whatever reason. I don't know if it was to inspire people or what, but he gets up at 2:30 in the morning every day. And then he goes to bed at 7:30 at night. And I don't understand why he would choose to do this. He's already extremely successful. He has a net worth of $225 million. Like, take a break, dude. Like, relax. Get up at 5:30. Sleep in.
Right, yeah. Sleeping until 5:30.
Good Lord. Yeah.
I mean, and look, not to this level, but there's certainly plenty of people who do this to a degree, who they get
right
up early. You're the person that gets up early because you want to go to the gym, because you want to get that out of the way in the beginning. I mean, we know plenty of people like that. Or the person who gets to the office an hour before everyone else because they want to be free of distractions.
Yes.
And that's probably the most productive time of your day. So, again, maybe not to the level of Mark Wahlberg, or you brought up, The Rock, or people like that, where they get up so ungodly early.
It's
shocking.
Yeah, said The Rock is at the gym by 4 a.m., so he's
getting
up at probably 3:30,
whatever. Dedication.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, I think you can, I don't know, I think you can be a very dedicated, productive member of society getting up at 5:30, 6, 6:30, I don't know. But... it got me thinking, okay, let's say, your dream job was on the line and it was being offered to you. And they said, but you have to get up at this time every day. And I asked on Facebook, what is the absolute earliest you'd get up every day for your dream job? This person, John, said, my dream job wouldn't require me to get up at all if I didn't want to.
Yeah, there's certainly also a lot of people out there that feel that way.
But a lot of other people did say that, anytime that their dream job would be worth it. A couple people said, we're a little bit more like, 7:30, not a morning person.
So normal time.
Eight or nine,
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. Definitely not 2:30. But I will say also, One of my good friends who lives in New York City is a news anchor down there, and she's been doing the morning,
She probably gets up around like 2, right?
She has been setting her alarm for 12:45 a.m. And then I think the last alarm might be 1:05.
When does she go to bed?
I probably
5 p.m.
7, 6, 3, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean, that would be kind of like the life of a hermit.
I give so much credit to the TV people who do mornings because, they get up as early, get up earlier than we do. Because they have to look presentable.
They have to be camera ready.
We can stumble in here and look like a mess as I do every day.
Well, speak for yourself, okay?
I did speak for
Thank
myself.
Thank you.
I don't know. You could probably fix your hair.
What? No, you're right. The last couple of days, I have not been blow drying my hair. I'm just throwing it up into a bun because I just cannot even. But the people in the news, oh my gosh, I give so much credit to them for getting up and actually doing full hair and makeup and putting on cute dresses.
Unreal.
And, oh
every day. Every day. 222-9800. It's Team PXY.
My name's Vern. I'm in Webster. And, I haven't set an alarm clock in 30 years. I get up between 3:30 and 4 o'clock every day.
Just your internal clock. It just wakes you up.
Yep.
And
it's about focus and clarity. You have time to really get your things, organized for the day and spend time alone and just get focused. It works out great.
Okay, so do you do this before you go to work? You get up and do stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that, and then I'm heading to the gym actually late right now, but
late. This is late.
Yeah, this is
jeez,
late.
Vern, hurry up, get on it, man. You sleep in today.
What a slob. So I'm a little behind.
I think this does, and I'm sure you've worked at this, and I'm sure there's certainly your level of discipline is a huge factor, but I think this goes back to what I said before, where I think there's just some people who are born with it or not. Like, the fact that your body has been able to acclimate, and it's like not setting an alarm and waking up at the same time, like, that's incredible.
Yeah, because we do this.
It's amazing. I mean, I could tell myself before I go to bed what time I want to wake up. Not that I have to, but if I have an early flight or something for work,
really?
I still don't set an alarm. I still wake up usually 10 minutes before I tell myself I got to be up.
Wow. Vern,
I think you might be a superhero, man, but your power is just like, I can wake up whenever I want.
I don't know about that.
I'm going to save on so much on alarm clocks over my life.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.